The reason was because there were certain things I thought, you know, all the principles in the book, I believe, certainly everything based on scripture continues to be true. But there's some of the stories I felt like, eh, it's a little dated. I'd add this, I'd subtract that. And I sort of wanted to enhance it and include a few more things. One of the things I did was I added one chapter that addresses the question of whether in Matthew chapter 6, when he's talking about storing up treasures in heaven, that Jesus is really talking about financial giving, because it sort of surprised me the number of people that pushed back on that. I think in the context, it's very clear that's what he's talking about, but I added a chapter to develop biblically, I entitled it, Was Jesus Really Talking About Financial Giving? I tied Matthew 6 into several other passages in the Gospels where he's talking about, your money belt that will be full when you give your treasures to the poor, and you will now have treasures in heaven. And so it's very clear in that passage, a number of others. Sell all you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. And on and on. And so it's very clear in scripture, in 1 Timothy 6 and other places, where Paul speaks about storing up treasures in heaven through what? Being his instruction to the rich give generously and be willing to share and to be rich in good deeds. So I think scripture is very clear on this, but I just wanted to say that because I thought, but if you don't buy the premise that Jesus is really talking about financial giving, then this book kind of misses the mark.